It is Friday, September 20th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
What? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear. Could you say that again a little louder, please?
Is your hearing gone because of Mike's Blues and Barbecue?
I believe my hearing is at least impaired.
It's only temporary, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. But I think as you get older, it's harder to process sound. I'm okay, though. I know some of you love it. I'm actually one of those people. And I know some of you don't love it so much. So this weekend, we have two lists.
Okay.
The I want to go have fun with the bikers list.
All right.
And the I want to go anywhere else, please list.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do first?
Bike fun.
Okay.
Okay. Obviously, we're talking about Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. And among the events and performances that are actually part of Bikes and Songs, as I insist on calling it, and eventually everybody else will agree with me, our headliner, Jason D. Williams, who performs at 10:30 today. That's across from the Walton Arts Center in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. Headliners Joe Giles and the Homewreckers at 8:30 tomorrow and Big James and the Chicago Playboys at 10:30 tomorrow, same location. The FMX Stunt Team Show, which is at 11, 2, and 5 tomorrow at the Bomb Stadium parking lot.
I'm not sure if this is, well, I've seen stunt shows in the past, and they are interesting.
I think it'll be fun.
It can be fun. I think I missed the one last year. I couldn't quite find them. I think they closed down early or something happened. I don't know if it was a rain or something.
Yeah.
But if you can catch the stunt guys, it's fine.
And you may want to catch what's happening because of rain or what's not, because there is rain throughout
right.
the forecast.
Exactly. And assuming that they can get up in the sky, the B-29 flights are all weekend at Drake Field, and there are cockpit tours, and that sounds really cool. And you can check bikesbluesandbarbecue.org, BBQ,
gotcha.
To find out more. The Kentucky Headhunters are in town.
Mm-hmm.
At Cherokee Casino in West Siloam Springs, there's a free show that starts at 10:30 tonight. And the opener is Kinsey Sadler at 7. This is the Kentucky Headhunters. This is free.
Okay.
There's a motorcycle art show. Very cool. You know, there's an iconic image that you expect from biker art. And it has an elaborately painted Harley and a babe in black leather.
Right.
And I spoke with an artist named Ron Morgan from Oklahoma City who doesn't disappoint. He says, motorcycles were my fascination, and then I painted the girls, my two loves, bikes and girls, but I can only paint the girls. Of course, he's been riding forever. He is one of the artists at the first motorcycle art show that's 10 to 4 today and tomorrow on the lower level at the Eureka Springs City Auditorium. And they'll have maps of places to eat, and they'll have food, and they'll have rally information, even though it's not officially part of Bikes and Songs, and it's free. And then, of course, the Parade of Power, my
right.
favorite thing. At 4 o'clock Saturday, it starts at the Washington County Fairgrounds and ends up on Dixon Street. We will have a map in the paper today or tomorrow, I'm not sure which, but you can look in your edition of Northwest Arkansas Newspapers and find a route map.
I've said this before, but it bears repeating. Look at that map whether you want to see the parade or don't want to see
Precisely.
The parade.
Precisely.
Oh, I do need to figure that out because I have
Precisely.
To go back and forth across town on Saturday. So.
Right.
Yes.
And there are ways.
There are ways around. I
just
need to figure out
no.
which that is. Thank you. I will look at that.
Wildly important information.
Yes.
Now, if you're in the anywhere else, please category.
Okay.
Tomorrow is College Day at Crystal Bridges. You do not have to be a college student to go, but they will have all sorts of information for college students who might not know anything about Crystal Bridges.
And a scavenger hunt, right?
A massage art therapy and a collaborative art making project with Eureka Springs artist Robert Norman.
Which sounds really cool.
You get to write your hopes and dreams on sticks and it becomes part of this sculpture.
That will move.
Right, that will move and be illuminated.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a party that evening. This is from 3 to 6, and then there's a party later in the evening where the sculpture will be illuminated. It's Folk Art Family Day at Rogers Historical Museum. Much quieter. Taking you back to the early 1900s when Extension Homemakers Clubs, they were called Home Demonstration Clubs, were very popular. And women did things like seed art, where you took seeds from various plants and you made three-dimensional paintings with them. Have you ever seen the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota?
Absolutely, I have.
It all came kind of out of that. There was a corn exposition in the late 1800s, and then there became this popularity of seed art.
Does seed art, you may not know the answer to this, does it look like, have you ever heard of button mosaics, people that would make images out of buttons.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Or like bead
art. So if you step further away.
Right.
Yeah.
Precisely. It comes in two different kinds where you can clearly see the seeds, and then like the corn palace where you step away.
And you see images.
And you see the mosaic.
Right.
So you can go at 11 o'clock tomorrow to the Rogers Historical Museum and weave a fabric rug. You can make seed art at 1 p.m., or you can make a rag doll at 3, and there will be music by Brush Creek Bluegrass at 10:30 in the morning, and it's all free. And then Jason Boland and the Stragglers perform at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at K. Rogers Park in Fort Smith as part of the Arkansas-Oklahoma State Fair. All of the headline entertainment is free with gate admission. $7 for adults and $4 for children 12 and younger.
It sounds like either column provides a lot of inexpensive entertainment.
Oh, I think so.
This weekend.
All right. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.